The Red Nation interview series is brought to you by Derby Star Canada. Visit derbystar.ca and see specialty soccer balls designed with development in mind for all ages. Play soccer with quality like the German and Dutch at derbystar.ca.
You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Welcome to the Red Nation Podcast Interview Series. My name is Steve Botcher, and earlier today I had the chance to speak with Canadian international Dejan Jakovic. In this interview, Dejan and I discuss his move to Japanese club Shimizu S-Pulse, his recent call-up by the Canadian men's national team, and his thoughts on Canadian national team head coach Benito Floro. And now, Dejan Jakovic. So Dejan, you've had one of the more interesting stories in Canadian soccer over the past year, just by virtue of the fact that you moved to Japan to play your club football. How have you settled in with your new club, Shimizu S-Pulse, over the last number of months?
I'm settling down just fine right now. It was a little rough at the beginning, just because obviously I'm flew across a whole different continent, new culture. Everything was new to me. Now that I played a few months, I've definitely acclimated myself. The teammates and the team have taken me in. Everyone has been great to me, and I'm actually happy I made the move.
The J-League has a reputation for being a very technical league, and when your move there was first announced, my first impression was that it would be a pretty good fit for you. How has your game translated to the type of football played in Japan?
J-League is when I compare it to the MLS, it's a lot more technical. Say MLS is more physical. I think I fit in. It was still a little bit hard for me at the beginning because just the style of play Godby wanted us to play, and Everything was kind of new to me, but now I've settled in. I've gone through preseason, and we've already played a lot of games. Each game and actually each training session, I get more and more comfortable with my teammates.
Prior to moving to Japan, you're obviously in Major League Soccer with DC United for 4 years. What motivated you to make the change that you did with your club career? Was it just the desire for a new challenge?
It was. You know, I was. I'm thankful for the opportunity DC gave me. I was there for 5 years, and the Shimizu came calling. It was an option for me, and I decided to take it. I wanted something new, and I thought it would be a great experience for me to go over to J League. I heard a lot of good things about the league, and that was pretty much it.
Not many Canadian players get the chance to play professionally in Japan. I'm not sure if you're the first, but you're definitely part of a very small number. How did the opportunity to join Shimizu come about?
It was my agent. My agent gave me a call and asked me if I would like to go over to the J League. And obviously, I said I would think about it, and after that, I decided to go over there. I also had the coach, Afshin Godby, who's Persian American. So I felt a lot comfortable going there with having a coach that spoke English. So that also had a little bit to do with it.
Japan's a really interesting country, and it has some amazing cities and features and whatnot. It is very different culturally from Canada and Europe. How big an adjustment has life off the pitch been for you?
It was a culture shock for me at first. I'm a big fan of the Japanese food. I think I would definitely be struggling if I didn't like the food. But so many things to see that I haven't yet. Obviously, I have I'm grateful to have Mount Fuji right beside me. Actually, it's right near our training pitch. So on the drive on the way into training, I kind of pass by it and see it every day. So that's pretty unique. But just traveling and going to all the other cities and seeing everything has been an amazing experience for me.
It's no secret that many Canadian internationals, current ones and even those of the past, have often had issues with their clubs in Europe and South America being apprehensive to allow them to travel great distances to take part in international matches and training camps with the Canadian national team. You obviously have an even greater distance to travel now that you're residing in Asia. I'm just curious, you know, is your club supportive of you playing for Canada? I was certainly happy to hear when you got the call up.
They are. Obviously, it's a big distance to travel. It's a 13-hour flight. I was happy to see that it was a direct flight from Tokyo straight to Toronto, so that wasn't too bad. But it's been a little tough at the beginning. The first day, I was completely out of it. I didn't even know where I was, just because of the time difference. But once I got the call up, I talked to the GM. He said, "There's a great opportunity for you. I know you want to go," and had no problems. And they supported me, so I was happy about that.
You know, here in Canada, we're always looking at other countries and the success that they have on the international level. Japan is a country that regularly qualifies for the World Cup. I'm wondering, you know, has your time in Japan given you any insight into, you know, why you think the country and its football infrastructure has had the success that's been achieved at the international level and, you know, over the last 12, 16 years?
From what I've seen, just in the Japanese culture, they're really, really hardworking people, and that kind of translates to on the field. Just a lot of hours put in with training sessions. You know, sometimes we have two a days. That wasn't the case in the MLS. So a lot of time put in, a lot of training, and it's no surprise that they've had the success that they've had so far. Probably not this last World Cup. It was a little bit disappointing actually for all of Asia. But they're still up there, and a lot of good and talented players that represent the country.
I believe this is your second call-up since Benito Floro took over as head coach for the Canadian men's national team. You know, you've always struck me as a very technical player, and in particular, I've always enjoyed watching you play with the ball at your feet. Do you feel that your game and strengths as a player mesh well with Benito and the vision that he has for how Canada should play the game?
I think they do. So far, from what I've seen from Benito, it's he kind of told us that we're all very talented players, all have strengths, but it's the tactical aspect of the game that needs to be better, and that's something that he's kind of brought in since he came in. He knows what he wants and how he wants to play, and I think he's been translating that on the field for us pretty well, and I think we're right there. You know, we just need more games, and that's what every team needs is games to play together and to build that connection for the future.
Now, speaking of games, over the last several years, injuries have often prevented you from playing regularly for Canada. Even with the distance that now separates Japan from many of the countries in which the Canadian team trains and plays, are you hoping to play more regularly for Canada going forward and really being a central part of what Benito and the rest of the organization is trying to achieve?
I am. I know I had some injury issues in D.C. I haven't had one, knock on wood, in Japan. Now, I don't know if it's just the way we're training or what it is. I know that I've lost a lot of pounds. I feel like I think I lost at least 15. All the guys were kind of looking at me when I came in. Even Benito didn't almost recognize me. So I'm feeling good. I'm in good shape, and I'm just gonna continue what I have been doing in the past months, and hopefully I can stay healthy and be part of the national team.